Hello, I am here with my interviewee, Jeanette Miskiv, aka my mother. To start off this interview, I will start with some questions. Is that okay?
Yes.
Epic. Question number one, did your childhood self predict the future you have now?
Yes.
What was different or the same?
I'm older.
No, like your aspirations and like your job or something.
Oh. I enjoyed taking care of people and animals, so I knew I wanted to have a career in the field of helping people.
Epic. Why?
Why? Because I have a lot of compassion for other people.
Do you hear, Chloe? I'm professional. Did your views on religion / family / dynamic / politics change because of having kids?
Yes.
Why or why not? So why did it change is what I'm asking.
Okay, but you listed like 6 different things.
So just choose one.
Well, what were they?
Religion, family, dynamics, politics. Choose any of the ones. Or many.
Family.
Okay, so why did that view change of family when you decided to have
Because
kids?
I had my childhood was much different than how I wanted to raise my children, how I wanted my family to be.
Okay.
And as for politics, that you just kind of learn as you have family and important things. Your priorities change.
Okay.
When you have children and
yes.
When you are a little more mature.
What's one thing that did not change?
My compassion for people.
Okay, wow. Time to go above the bar. Did your childhood affect the way you parent?
Yes.
Why?
Because the house I was brought up in was very unstable, and there was a lot of dysfunction. And I knew when I had my children that one thing I would provide for them was a very loving and stable home.
Please don't cry. Chloe, stop it. Stop making a noise. I'm doing an interview. Oh, this is gonna be an interview. Well, do you think I will inherit it or pick it up, or have I already picked it up? Or any of us, for that matter, the children, your children?
Yes. I think you yourself, you're a very caring person about other people.
Yeah, flatter me.
And I think your brothers are too.
I agree. Okay. Do you wish you had more or less siblings?
More.
Okay. Why?
I would have liked to have a younger sibling because I'm the baby of 4.
Do your children remind you of them, your siblings?
The relationship, yes.
I mean, like, personality-wise.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Very epic. What's one thing you hate about being a mother?
That there's not enough time in the day to fulfill everything that needs to be done.
Okay. What's one thing that you love?
One thing that I love about being a mother?
Yes.
Is watching how my children have developed into young adults.
Okay, and why?
Why?
For like both of those, like why do you hate being a mother? Why you love being a mother? Why?
Well, the only thing I say I don't like about being a mother is that there's not enough hours in the day and there's always something that needs to be done.
True.
Or you feel that you should have done more for a child, or you feel like you should have spent more time or a little more effort with something.
Okay.
And what I love about being a mother is I always wanted to be a mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my children are the greatest.
That's true. If you could keep Austin, Tyler, and I at one age forever, what would it be?
Oh, easy. I would keep Austin. Do they have to line up in how you are in your age group?
I don't think you're really mad. I'm not going too deep. I just whatever. Whatever you want.
I wish all of you were still in elementary school age and you were all home together with your mom.
Why?
Because I miss those days. Those were the happiest days of my life, was raising you and being there. And you know, when your kids are little, your children, they need you.
Mm-hmm.
As you get older, you don't really need your parents like you did when you were little.
Okay.
It's because you've taught them to be independent.
And grow up.
But that, for me, is the hardest thing to let go of.
That's fair. What was your favorite place you lived at as like a child or like in your childhood?
My childhood?
Mm-hmm.
My favorite was when my dad was in the military and we lived in North Carolina and I loved living on the base.
What was your least favorite place?
My least favorite place to live was... I don't know, to be honest with you. Actually...
So you didn't have one?
No, not really. I kind of liked them all.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, referring to those two questions, your favorite and, like, you didn't really have a least favorite.
I liked, because I'm a chatty person, I liked making new friends.
Ooh.
And when you grow up with your parent being in the military and you move around all the time, you're constantly making new friends. It didn't bother me. I liked it. I liked to have a lot of friends. I liked having a lot of people around me.
Okay. Very epic. Why didn't you not have a least favorite place?
Why didn't I have an... Because I think I adapted well to no matter wherever we moved.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
And you just kind of made the best out of it. And I think I just made the best out of it.
That's very cool. This has been my interview with Jeanette Miskiv. Thank you.